Producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio, GCN is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program and many others can be found at GCNlive.com.
Program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
I want to thank you very much for joining us. If it's your first time riding along, we thank you so much for being here. If you're a longtime listener of the show, thank you so much for being so. My name is Bob Long. In this hour of the broadcast, we're going to be joined by one of our regular contributors, one of our favorite guys. It's Phil Skinner from the Kelley Blue Book, in my opinion, the number one guy in the entire world when it comes to classic cars, values of vehicles, classic vehicles, and, of course, everything auction. So we're going to be taking your telephone calls at the regular number, 855-660-4261, 855-660-4261. And we're also especially going to be watching the email, bob@boblongradio.com or bob@autoworldradio.com. If you have an older vehicle, a classic vehicle, a rare vehicle, like a free estimate of value, Phil can tell you that pretty much right off the top of his head. Or if you have a question about going to an auction, selling a car at auction, buying a car at auction, we would love to hear about that. If you have a question about anything Edsel, Phil is a collector and a great person when it comes to having knowledge about all things Edsel. So we'd love to hear from you on that. Or if you have a car story to tell us, your first car, your dad's car, your grandfather's car, a barn find, a field find, whatever, we will take your call and or email, and we're going to have lots of fun in this hour of the broadcast. Well, we've got lots of things coming up on the agenda. As I noted, that the SEMA show is not that far off, and I expect and hope to see Phil at the SEMA show. Let's find out right now. Let's go out to sunny Southern California and welcome the collector car market editor for the Kelley Blue Book, the man himself, Mr. Phil Skinner. Phil, welcome to the show. How you doing?
Good morning, Bob. You know, I just looked outside 5 minutes ago and it was gray and overcast, and as soon as you said sunny, it poked through, and now it's sunny and bright out there.
Well, I got some connections upstairs, so so this is a busy time. I know the last time that we were chatting, you were a little bit unsure whether or not you were going to make it over to SEMA. Have you decided one way or the other? And also for our listeners who have never been to the show, of course, it's an industry-only show. We talk about it a lot. It is really remarkable to describe. So tell us your plans for SEMA and also describe this amazing event for our listeners.
Well, I had missed the 2010 and the 2011 and 2012 versions of it. I went back last year, 2013, and it was like the good old days. There was just phenomenal amount of exhibitors, and I think what's happened, if anything, has gotten bigger. They do have something that anybody in Las Vegas can come and see, and it's well worth it, and it's free, and that is the car show that's in front of the convention center. Last year, over 1,700 special vehicles were on display out front. These included customs. They included some of the aftermarket suppliers, their own special vehicles. It was, in itself, worth the price of admission 20 times over because it was free, as I said. And that's the car show out front of SEMA. And if you're involved in the industry in any way, shape, and form, a mechanic, working at an auto parts store, working a dealership, it is well worth it to make a pilgrimage to Las Vegas every year to see SEMA. It is just, it's for the gearhead, it is like being in a candy store.
And one of the big stories here for 2014 is that they're actually going to have a public event on Friday after the close of the show for the industry-only folks. They're going to have kind of a Friday evening party and take a lot of those vehicles that were inside for industry folks and bring them out. And this is a first-time event, and I think it's just a great idea, and no doubt I think will become a fixture every year at SEMA.
Yeah, it gets the public because, you know, you got a lot of people in Las Vegas, big town. Friday, everybody's coming in for vacation time or something. The convention's winding down. So the industry are pretty much gone by Friday. So you've got this great crowd of general public, and they find out there's a big car show over at the convention center. Them trying, I should say SEMA, trying to let the world know that, hey, the aftermarket world is what you guys really are connecting to, and I think this is a big win-win for everybody.
Absolutely. And Vegas is really, you know, it's an amazing town in itself, but there's quite a bit of car activity. When you stop and think about the number of auctions that happen during the course of the year now in Las Vegas, it's growing by leaps and bounds. We've got the Las Vegas Motor Speedway out there. We've also got Carroll Shelby's new facility. I understand it's close to the track. The Lake Carroll, I know, would be very pleased that it's close to the strip now, and so more visitors are going to be able to check that out. And then, of course, we have the Imperial Palace Auto Collection, which is a really amazing museum, but it's not only a museum, but it also is a place that you can go and purchase a vehicle. And, Phil, I know over the years you've done some work for the Imperial Palace.
Right. Well, first of all, it is no longer the Imperial Palace. About a year and a half ago, the owners of the property, which is Harrah's, changed the name of the hotel casino from Imperial Palace to the Quad. But the auto collections are still there. They're now known as the Las Vegas Auto Collections. They are at the very top of the fifth floor of the parking structure where they've always been. And what started back in the late 1980s is a personal car collection of Ralph Engelstadt, the founder of the Imperial Palace. And it is now grown into being a world-class collector car dealership. And imagine that you could walk in there and see Duesenbergs, Marmons, Cadillac D16s, Rolls Royces, Bentleys, Ferraris, Maseratis, Lamborghinis, plus cars that you know and love, like Thunderbirds and Corvettes, and just big old Cadillac sedans that we knew and adored. And they're all not only on display, but they're available for purchase. And it's a very active dealership. And the nice thing is you go there this year. If you were there last year, I was there last year. Chances are only a few of the cars you saw last year are still going to be there because they do rotate them quite often.
Wow, that's big news. I've missed the last two SEMA shows because of my daughter Lucy and kind of staying home while she was really young. And I was there for CES last year, but it was just a whirlwind. I was only there for like 30 hours, so I wasn't aware of that update on the collection. So thanks so much for sharing that with our listeners and with myself, Phil. Let's talk about the auctions also in Las Vegas. Barrett Jackson has really done quite well, and that's not the only auction that happens in Las Vegas once a year. There are many other auctions as well.
Right. In fact, what's happened over the last couple of years has become a little auction farm over there. We had Russo and Steele. They did a sale. I believe Silver Auctions has done a sale over there. And there are a couple other companies coming in. There's a company called Morphe Auctions. And Morphe Auctions actually purchased the casino, and they're gearing up to host a sale this next April in Las Vegas. So it's kind of big, but I think what's really coming up this in January for upcoming, Mecum Auctions teamed up with a company called Mid-America out of the St. Paul, Minneapolis area. Mid-America, for the last 26 years, has conducted the premier collector motorcycle auction, and they're going to be doing that again this year in South Point Casino. That'll be January, I believe, 8th, 9th, and 10th. And then also Bonham's Auction They've also come to Las Vegas for a motorcycle sale. They'll be doing that on Thursday, January 8th. So we're going to be seeing a lot more auction action happening in Las Vegas area. It's becoming kind of another little motor capital world.
Sounds great to me. We're going to put it in neutral, take a pit stop, and then more on the other side with the amazing Phil Skinner, collector car market editor with the Kelley Blue Book. This is Auto World. Don't go away.
I'm on the road. Free from the shackles of corporate America, we're the place for independent thinkers. GCN.
Congratulations. You now own the car of your dreams. Who will you trust, though, to bring your new baby home? Reliable Carriers. The country's largest enclosed auto transport company will load, ship, and deliver your car anywhere in North America. Your car will be handled with care by our unparalleled staff of professionals. GPS tracking, the nation's largest fleet, 24-hour service, and $5 million of insurance on every load means you can relax knowing your car is in excellent hands. From collector and classic cars to daily drivers, Reliable is the name to trust to get your where it needs to go, safely and on time. Visit ReliableCarriers.com to learn more and request a quote. Reliable Carriers. Vehicles taken seriously.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it, so decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
My pappy said, son, you're going to drive me to drinking if you don't stop driving that hot rod Lincoln.
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up. This is Auto World, and your host, Bob Long.
Have you heard the story of the hot rod race?
The name of the show is indeed Auto World. My name is Bob Long. Phil Skinner joins us. He's one of our regular contributors. Auto World Radio is getting a brand new website. It's under construction right now, and you're going to be able to read Phil's bio up there soon, as he is one of our go-to guys. He's one of our favorite guys that we have on air, and we so appreciate his contributions. We'd love to hear from you. If you have a question for Phil, our telephone number is 855-660-4261, or email us up. It's bob@boblongradio.com, bob@autoworldradio.com. Before we talk about some recent actions, let's talk about the collector car hobby in general. Here we are past Hershey, past Monterey, and all the great events of this year. And boy, from the outside looking in, Phil, I haven't, you know, sat down and added up the figures, but it seems like this has been a record-shattering year for a lot of companies. There's been an awful lot of high-dollar sales.
Yes, we've seen, Monterey alone, this year we saw over $430 million in sales at the auctions during the Monterey week. Last year in January at in Scottsdale, Arizona, I think it was about another $300 million. Last year in auctions in the United States, it reached about $1.4 billion. I believe we're way ahead of that, on track right now. We've seen record prices fall. Last year in 2013, Bonham set a record all-time sale for a car at auction with the selling of a W196 Mercedes race car that Juan Manuel Fangio had driven, and it went for an amazing just like $29.6 million. Then last year we saw RM Auctions in Monterey sell the NART Spider, GTB 275 NART Spider, hammered at 25, so $27.5 million. This year, those records fell with Bonhams taking the top dog ever at a rate, at an auction, and that was just a little over $39 million for one car, and that was that Ferrari 250 GTO. That's the nosebleed section. There are very few people who play in that area. But what happens is, just like back in the good old days, we had when Reagan changed the economics in the United States, and yeah, the richer got rich, but it had what they called trickle-down economy, and that meant that the people at the top make money, it comes down to the lower guy, and everybody was doing well. What's happening in the collector car world, quality vehicles, a Ford Falcon, a Chevrolet Corvair in really pristine condition, collectors are looking at those cars and pulling out all the stops. I'm in the process of editing my Kelley Blue Book value guide for collector cars right now, and following certain marks has become very difficult. Porsche, Jaguar, certain models of Mercedes, Ferrari, Lamborghini, all of these cars are just going bonkers, because collectors are trying to get the best of the best, and they're looking for a safe place to put their investment, and they're figuring the automobiles are it.
Wow. It really has been a mind-boggling year when it comes to some of those high-end sales. Just who would believe that just one single automobile would fetch that kind of money? But that's what it is when you're in the nosebleed section. Let's talk about some upcoming auctions. There's a very cool Motostalgia Austin, Texas auction coming up in conjunction with the Formula One race. Tell us all about that, Phil.
That's right. That's coming up next week, and I'm heading off on Wednesday, heading to Austin, Texas. Motostalgia is a small little company. They've only been in business for about 3 or 4 years. This will be their third auction ever. A chap by the name of Antonio Brunette. He is a passionate lover of automobiles, and his passion is transferred to these auctions. It's about 90 vehicles. They're all top end, and the neat thing about his catalog, which is really different, is you go to motostalgia.com, and you've got, and a lot of people, they've put up their catalogs, and you go, oh, yeah, look at the car, look at the car, look at the car. His car, each one of them has a video presentation of the vehicle.
No
kidding. So you don't only get to see a static photo of the car, but you get to see it running, see it being driven, actually experience the car. And I think that's the first time any auction house has ever done something to that effect. And I find that exciting. Antonio is very innovative in his way he presents business, and I really think that this is a company that people, other people should be looking at and seeing, hey, look what he's doing, and maybe emulate it.
Absolutely. That sounds super cool. And the fact that they're holding the sale in conjunction with the very popular Formula One race, I mean, what a great location. What great timing.
Yeah, Austin is known as Music City, and it's also becoming known as Automotive City. I believe 2 weeks ago they had a vintage race in Austin, and Antonio was involved with that. So there's a lot of automotive activity. The whole Lone Star State in itself is a hotbed of collector car activity. There are, you know, there's a lot of money down there, and people like cars. It's how the big portion of the state is where it comes from. It's from automotive, oil production, automotive assembly. You know, it just really is a very active state, the Lone Star State. If it ever breaks off and becomes its own country, you know, that's a place I'm thinking I might go to.
Yeah, sounds like a great idea, and lots of great people down there. And speaking of auctions and upcoming events in the Lone Star State, the date is November 15th. It's the private collection of Sam Pack presented by RM Auctions in Dallas, Texas.
This right,
sounds
this
like
is another
a great song.
Example of a person who has he's an automotive dealer by trade, and he has a passion for cars. He's assembled quite a collection. And this is what we were also talking about with the top-of-the-line cars. All of his vehicles are, you know, rated number one. So they're all beautiful turnkey cars. And this is the type of a collection that collectors really want to look at. People who are looking to buy and make their collection the best of the best. It's this type of sale where throw the price guides out because they're going to be, you know, bidding till they own the vehicle.
It's going to be one of those kind of deals. Another auction happening in California. This is going to be a big one. It's the Mecum Anaheim sale, November 13th through the 15th at the Anaheim Convention Center. This is a new date and time, and over 1,100 cars. That's a lot of cars expected.
Mecum pushes the cars through. If you've ever watched one of their auctions, ever been to them, it is high performance from the very first lot to the very last lot. What's really good about this sale is they moved it up 1 week, and unfortunately I've committed myself to be at the Sam Pack sale, and I got Anaheim, Mecum, right in my own backyard, and I can't go to it. But what's nice is Dana Mecum is friends with a lot of his competitors, and one of his competitors is a chap by the name of Keith McCormick, who's for 26, 27 years has been running a sale in Palm Springs. The only weekend for the last couple of years that Dana Mecum could get for his Anaheim sale was the same weekend of Keith McCormick's sale in Palm Springs, just 100 miles away.
Wow, hold that thought,
Phil. He's worked really hard with the convention center Dana Mecum has.
And I'll be right back, Phil. Hold that thought.
UnseenNow.com, proud sponsor of GCN. UnseenNow's unparalleled encryption tools keep your communications secure. GCN.
Auto World Radio is brought to you in part by the good folks at the Busted Knuckle Garage, the number one spot on the internet for automotive and motorcycle gifts. And now you can save a full 15% off your entire order simply by using promo code BKG-Bob. That's BKG-Bob. Visit www.bustedknucklegarage.com.
AutoGeek.com is more than a website. It's a global community of auto enthusiasts. Join in on the fun with your geek brothers and sisters from around the world. Show off your vehicle, share your knowledge, participate in contests and giveaways, sell your vehicle, and locate great websites in our automotive-only search engine. AutoGeek.com is the place for all auto enthusiasts. Sign up today for your free membership at www.AutoGeek.com. www.AutoGeek.com.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com, click the blue microphone in the top right corner, and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-297-0154. That's 800-297-0154.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
That's 800-297-0154.
Broadcasting from the middle of Corvette Boulevard and Stingray Avenue, this is Auto World with your host, Bob Long.
We're collecting your emails at bob@boblongradio.com, bob@autoworldradio.com. Also, your telephone calls, 855-660-4261, all for the man who joins us for the hour here, one of our favorite guys, our regular contributor, Phil Skinner, collector car market editor for the Kelly Blue Book. And Phil, before that hard bottom of the hour network break, you were telling us a very interesting story about Keith McCormick, who has a wonderful sale in Palm Springs every year, and Dana Meekham, his Anaheim sale, and how there used to be a conflict. But tell us more how this conflict was resolved.
Yeah, I'm sorry I ran over on that one. Basically, Dana Meekham and Keith McCormick do get along quite well. When Dana wanted to come to Southern California for his auctions, the only weekend he had available was right up against Keith McCormick, less than 100 miles away. Dana's worked really hard with the Anaheim Convention Center, been able to move his sale up 1 week, so they're no longer conflicting. And what's really neat, if you're a car person, you can come to California, especially if you're in the media, come to California, do the Dana Meekham auction, Then on that Wednesday and Thursday, especially if you're in the media, at Los Angeles Auto Show Media Preview, and then the auto show itself actually opens up on Friday. But on that same Friday, Keith McCormick starts his 3-day sale in Palm Springs. So it could be like a little automotive extravaganza for the car head if you come to Southern California in the middle part of November.
Wow, that sounds really cool. Really looking forward to all of those events. I hope I can get myself out to the LA Auto Show and maybe even get over to Keith McCormick's sale. That would be a wonderful experience. Speaking of the state of Texas, as we continue looking at auctions coming up in November, the upcoming Lake Auctions, the Fall Dallas Sale, that is also
scheduled.
That's right.
This is the Lake Auction. This is their, I believe, 37th year in Dallas. It's a 3-day sale, starts on Friday. I believe it's the 21st, goes to the 22nd and 23rd. And again, about 550 cars. And this is one of those events where I'm involved with it to the point that if we have any listeners of Auto World Radio in the Dallas area, they would like to come to that auction, be there, treated as VIP, is my guess. All they have to do is drop me an email at pskinner@kbb.com, and we will line them up with complimentary passes. Come down and enjoy the sale, and it's actually free parking, too.
Wonderful. Coming up again November 21 through 23rd in beautiful Dallas at the Trademark. So if you live in that area or are going to be in that area, just email up Phil and he'll get you taken care of with some VIP stuff. pskinner@kbb.com. We've been collecting your emails and questions for Phil, and we'll go to our first question here. And the question is from Donnie, and Donnie is in Sarasota, Florida. He has a 1953 Ford F-100 pickup truck in really decent shape. He doesn't say what kind of miles are on the vehicle, but he did enclose a picture here, Phil, and it looks like it's in great shape, restored, and it's a short bed with running boards and a black interior.
The 1953 Ford F-100, that was the first year of the F-100. Ford likes to tout that the F-Series started back in 1948, which it did, but the F-100's first year was 53. And those trucks, those early Ford trucks have really taken off. Restored condition today with a V8 engine, you're probably looking at a vehicle easily in the $40,000 to $45,000 range if it's absolutely perfection. But even nice examples can do $25,000 to $30,000 at auction.
Oh, it seems like trucks are really hot, Phil.
They have been. The thing is that they're pretty easy to restore if you're into doing trucks. So there's a couple of people out there that have really taken the truck restoration process and made an art out of it. One chap is named Jerry Miner, him and his son out of the Minnesota area. Their trucks are, every one of them is just frontline. Concours is beautiful. And I think they're the main reason I keep having to take the values up at the Kelley Blue Book Collector Car Value Guide.
That's great. Here's another question. This one's from Colorado, and the person's name is Mary, and she says she inherited from her dad a 1984 Oldsmobile Cutlass Hurst Olds, and it's got low mileage, 1,860 miles on it, and it's got the optional T-tops, and she is looking at selling this vehicle and would like some advice.
Well, in the Colorado area, there are a couple of auction houses that do conduct sales. If she would like to send me an email to pskinner@kbb.com, we can turn her on to a couple of auction homes out there. That'd be the way to do it. The regular routes, those are extremely collectible vehicles. We're looking at a value today, and easily for a really nice example, it sounds like it is one, of $30,000 to $35,000 in value. So Daddy gave her a nice car.
Yeah, very cool car. You don't see very many of those these days. Here's another great vehicle. This one comes from Peter in New Hampshire. 1969 Camaro. And let's see what Peter has to say about this vehicle. Another gentleman who, this is great, folks. It's a good idea. Send me a picture of the vehicle, and well, if we had time, we could forward it over to Phil. But this one's got a lot of miles on it, Phil. It's a 69 Z28 RS with a 502 big block, so it looks like it's been modified. It also has 102,000 miles on it, but it's all black and a 69 Camaro with some significant modifications.
You know, when you start putting in a non-factory engine, it really requires an independent appraisal to come up with a value. But we've been seeing these modified Camaros. They're the top of the line. In fact, when you're at SEMA, you're going to actually see a couple companies that are reproducing complete Camaro bodies, subframes, everything. You can almost build your own, and you're going to be wanting to build up a 502 cubic inch Camaro. This is, I think, the way to go. And unfortunately, it's one of those cars where you can dump $55,000, $60,000, $70,000, $100,000 into the build and maybe get back $45,000, $50,000 of it. And this car, probably the way it sounds, is in the $25,000 range, I'd say. And again, you're basically selling the parts there.
Yeah, and this is something we should definitely touch on. I mean, folks can put just a huge amount of money into these kind of resto mods, and you don't always see the return. And another thing you need to be careful with is restoration costs. I mean, lots of folks will buy up a great older vehicle, but they won't do their homework, and they could drop hundreds of thousands of dollars into a vehicle and not see the return back.
That's right. And also, in the world of doing restorations, a lot of people say, I want to restore my car, I've saved up my money, I'm taking it to a shop, and you take it down to Joe's garage, and Joe says, yeah, I can do your car for $50,000, but I need the money up front. You take your car down there, you give him the money, you come back a month later, and Joe's garage is out of town. Mm-hmm. Your car is maybe either locked in the shop or missing. You've got to really, when you do a restoration and going to have it done professionally, really investigate the shop, see, you know, get customer referrals. I do have a person who does work on my car. The only reason I took it to him is I saw several other people in my neighborhood with vintage cars, and they said, oh, we take it over to this guy, and he's good. And so that's what you really have to do is find somebody who has a track record out there, unless you're going to do it yourself.
Those are really good words of advice, because so many times I've been at auctions and have seen and talked to folks that, you know, they buy these vehicles and they get in over their head, and it's not a pretty sight. So do your homework. Take Phil's advice. We're going to step aside, continue to collect your emails, bob@boblongradio.com, telephone calls, 855-660-4261, free estimate of value and more with Phil Skinner straight ahead.
10 miles east of the highway, hot sparks burning the night away. Two lips touching together.
Independently leading the way for the nation. Compelling talk for every political persuasion. We are GCN.
Are you looking for a free investment newsletter to enhance your portfolio? Or need some guidance to help you generate more profits? For over 20 years, Bob Rainier has been providing the free Financial Intelligence Report. This is the best darn free investment newsletter you have ever seen. The InvestYourself.com newsletter provides expert advice, financial resources, plus investment strategies unlike any other. This one-of-a-kind newsletter has produced fantastic returns for its readers since its inception, and Bob will continue to do the same for years to come. If you are looking to step up your financial portfolio, then look no further. And simply go to InvestYourself.com. 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 That's InvestYourself.com.
With autumn in the air, it's time to think about getting ready for winter. And it's time to save at HerbalHealer.com. You'll find amazing seasonal savings to prepare you for the fight against cold and flu season. Like Oregacillin to promote lung health. 30 capsules, regularly $34.95, now only $25. HHA Olive Leaf, a natural antiviral, normally $16.95, now 60 capsules are just $12. HHA Elderberry Power, a great flu and virus fighter, regularly $16.95, 60 capsules. Now $10. Save on all our homeopathic detoxes. Choose from lungs, kidney, liver, brain, libido, or whole body. Normally $26.95, now just $20. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click on the Fall Winter Specials button to save on all our natural cold and flu fighting products. Also explore our Herbal Healer Academy correspondence courses that teach you how to handle your health naturally. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day. Take them camping or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
And now, back to the show with the highest octane, Auto World, and your host, Bob Long.
We're going to continue to take your calls and emails. Email Bob at BobLongRadio.com, Bob at AutoWorldRadio.com, or give us a call, 855-660-4261, for our special guest, our regular contributor, Phil Skinner, collector car market editor for the Kelley Blue Book. We're going to try and squeeze in as many as possible. But, folks, I want to tell you about a great event coming up in Sarasota, Florida. If you live in Florida, in the Sarasota area, if you're going to be traveling this way towards the beginning of, the end of next week, the Allman Brothers guitarist, Grammy Award winner Dickie Betts and his band Great Southern are having a charity event Saturday, November 1st at Robarts Arena. It's benefiting Caring for Children's Charities and Toys for Tots. The proceeds benefit disadvantaged children in Sarasota and Manatee counties. Bring a toy that evening and receive a chance to win a $100 gift certificate to a great restaurant in downtown Sarasota called Salute, and other fabulous opportunities. Doors open at 5:30 p.m. VIP tables of six people are available for $800. Table and sponsorship opportunities continue to be available. The show starts with a barbecue dinner with the Fixins, 5:30 to 7:30 p.m. Showtime is at 8 p.m. The cost is $20 in advance, including the barbecue dinner until 7:30 p.m. $25 if you do it at the door with the barbecue dinner and the whole Fixins all the way up to 7:30 p.m. The VIP ticket, $100 per person, includes the barbecue dinner up to 7:30 p.m. For more information, go to Phil SpoilsGang.com and click on the Dickie Betts graphic as we dig further into our calls here. We get a call. This one is from a gentleman in Massachusetts, in my home state of Massachusetts. It's Paul, and Paul owns a very rare BMW, owns a 1980 BMW M1. Wants to know how much it's worth. This is a car I've always loved. I know our mutual friend Bill Warner from the Amelia Island Concours owned one of these for a lot of years, and this was the first supercar from BMW and the beginnings of the M badge, Phil.
That's right. It was 1980, or actually they came out in 1979, 277 horsepower, little rocket, I mean, that's all you can say. In top condition today, those M1s are in the $185,000 to $200,000 range. They are the ultimate little BMW to own, and little finicky sometimes when it comes to working up the induction system, but once you get it dialed in and working well, that car is, like I say, it's a rice rocket. The suspension on that car was just cradled the road, and it's hard to believe, you know, it was almost 35 year ago technology, and it is just as tight and modern today and very much respected and sought after by collectors.
What a great vehicle. Thank you very much for the email. Another email, this one comes from Thomas, and Thomas is listening in North Carolina. Thomas says he has a 1972 Chevrolet Nova four-door with a 350 V8. It is just a base Nova. He's kind of kept it stock and wants to know if it's worth anything. He says it does have quite a bit of miles on it, close to 100,000 miles, but what about the Nova, Phil?
Well, again, depending on condition, that is just a transportation type vehicle, but with that 350 under the hood, that's kind of a bump, and we're probably looking at a vehicle that could, in excellent condition, be a $9,000 to $12,000 car, believe it or not. In a driver condition, it's still worth, you know, $3,000, $3,500 as a driver, and it has those great Nova looks, and you never know, it could be a sleeper.
Absolutely. Rick in Connecticut has a 1976 Triumph TR6 and would like to know how much his vehicle is worth.
I'm partial to Triumph. When I took my driver's license test when I was a kid, I actually did it in my brother's TR4A, and so Triumphs are special to me. And we've watched these TR6s. We just saw two of them sell in Biloxi, Mississippi. Recently, they were in what we'd call number three condition. They were nice driver, presentable cars. One took $15,500, the other one did $17,000. So we're looking at those. We've seen really nice examples hit the $24,000 to $25,000 mark.
Very good. Jeff in California, doesn't say whereabouts in California, he's got an interesting vehicle to tell us about. He's got a vehicle that he also inherited from his dad and wants to know if it's something that is of value today. It's a 1967 Ford Galaxy 500 convertible. It's blue with a black top. He doesn't say what engine it has, but this could be worth something.
Right. Well, first of all, I'd like Jeff to email me at pskinner@kbb.com because I want to turn him on to the 67 Ford guru, a chap by the name of Adrian Clements out of the state of Michigan. He is the 67 Ford god, and he can tell Jeff a whole lot about his car. But again, depending on the engine, the most common engine and probably be the H code 390 cubic inch V8. It was rated at, I believe, 245 horsepower, two barrel intake. And a car, Galaxy 500 convertible today, probably in the mid teens as a driver, 20s if it's a little nicer, and it can do up to $30,000. If it's got a bigger engine in it, say a 428 or something, it could do even more.
Wow. Joey in Texas has got a 1973 Ford Thunderbird with a 460 four-barrel V8. Says the car's got about 60,000 miles on it. He's had it parked for a lot of years, and he wants to know what it would be worth here in 2014.
1963 was the year that Thunderbird really aligned itself with the Continental Mark II. They were both built on the same basic chassis and same basic body shell. Unfortunately, for some reason, these cars just don't seem to be highly sought after by collectors. In nice running condition, it'd probably be in the $7,500, $8,000 range. If it's really a pristine car, and unfortunately sound like it's been parked for a few years, not there, you could see it hit the high teens, maybe low 20s, but they just don't seem to, and I really love those cars. They're a great ride.
Absolutely. Definitely. I'm very familiar with those T-Birds as my family was small. It was just me, my mom, and my dad, and we had a lot of T-Birds growing up. So definitely a great vehicle. Thank you very much for the email. Here's another email. This one comes from James in Michigan, and James has got a interesting ride here. It's the little two-seater from Fiat. He's got a 75 Fiat X19. He says it vehicle that he had in college, and he recently found one and is loving having it back. He says he paid about $7,500 for it. Doesn't tell us anything else. So what's the value of a 75 X19 these days, Phil?
Well, we've seen some really nice ones hit the $14,000, $15,000 mark. He got his for $7,500. If it's in good, sound condition, he got himself a great buy. Those were actually built by a company called Bertone, the bodies. In fact, when Fiat discontinued the X19, Bertone continued to produce them for a couple of years. So in our collector's guide, we actually carry them under the Bertone name. And they are a lot of fun. I dated a girl back in the 70s who had one, and it was a sporty little car because when we'd take it out at night and do our little slalom courses in the empty parking lot, so they were fun. It was just a neat little car.
Before we go any further, let's remind folks about all the wonderful stuff that you've got at KBB.com. You guys just have a tremendous team there, and whether it's classic cars or new cars, the information is just tremendous.
Well, Kelley Blue Book, you know, we started back in 1926. It has evolved a lot. KBB.com is the most visited automotive website for people looking to buy a new car or even a used car. It's not just come here and get your values. It has a lot of tools in there that help you decide what new car would be right for you. It has a lot of tools to help you work with the dealer. And we have what we call our little price thing. It's like a little speedometer. And it tells you right where you should be paying for a car. If you're looking at saying, hey, I want to buy a new Camaro, well, here's what the new Camaros have been selling for in your neighborhood, and here's what should be the fair market price for the car. You pick out all the equipment you want, do that. Gives you a tool to take to the dealer, and when the dealer says, well, we can get you in our car for $30,000, yeah, but everybody else is paying $27,000, he goes, oh, KBB.com, okay. And they will probably negotiate and give you that better price.
Definitely check it out. And Phil, as usual, a pleasure spending time with you here on air. We look forward to getting you back with us real soon. I can't believe it. It is.
Thank you, Bob.
Thank you, Phil. That's going to do it for this hour of Auto World. Don't forget, you can email Phil anytime, pskinner@kbb.com, or me, bob@boblongradio.com. This is Auto World. Thanks for joining us.
The way is clear.
This winter, next to water and food, you need a safe, storable fuel supply for your preparedness needs. Spare Fuel is the answer. Unlike gasoline, Spare Fuel can be safely stored with your other supplies for many years and works in any gas-powered vehicle or backup generator. With the bitterly cold temperatures predicted for this winter, now is the best time to stock up on Spare Fuel. So go to GetSpareFuel.com. That's GetSpareFuel.com. GetSpareFuel.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
the human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.